long-time aficionados and connoisseurs of this program may remember that previously I had two particular clubs that I like to discuss with some frequency. I hope that I'm allowed in Brisbane now. I really do. I believe that the application with the Queensland government is going to be finalised sometime this week. But the other one was the Adelaide 36ers.
And oh, God.
Boy, geez, have they... I'm glad to see that things have changed with them. Or as our old friend Bobby Nosh has described them, the home of happiness, the Adelaide 36ers. And he put out on Twitter as well the other day, hearing strong whispers, Lamar Patterson may soon be making an NBL return at the home of happiness, the Adelaide 36ers. How much do you love it? Oh boy,
it's
where do we even begin?
It's extraordinary, isn't it? Look, full disclosure, I mean, I know Matthew Weston very, very well. I've been reasonably close to him for a number of years. I mean, it goes back, well, it's what is it, over 20 now. I like him a lot, you know, I always have. I think he's very capable. He and Nick Barbato, the CEO. And look, I don't know how much blame you ascribe to either of them about this whole Ninnis / Mike Wells debacle, and that's what it is. It's a debacle. It was just handled incredibly poorly to the point where I think, you know, what is absolutely devastating to me is that Brett Maher basically told the 36ers to piss off and I don't want to have a bar to do with any of you anymore. And for him to say that, that's Mr. 36er. That is the greatest Adelaide 36er of all time. You know, look, and there's been some great ones down through the years, you know, and you can name any number of them, from Darryl Pearce to Mark Davis to Al Green to Robert Rose to, you can just go on and on and on. But Brett Maher, without any shadow of a doubt, is the greatest Adelaide 36er ever. His name adorns the court at the Adelaide Entertainment Centre. He was working for the 36ers in sort of an ambassador capacity. My understanding that he's now basically told them in no uncertain terms that he wants nothing more to do with them. I think that is absolutely devastating. I think it's incredibly sad. I know Brett pretty well. Talk about a great guy. You know, and I know Scotty Ninnis very well as well, and it's another one who I've always had enormous time for. And, you know, they signed him for 2 years on the back of him coming in and finishing that season, which was, you know, look, unfortunately, CJ Bruton, they let him go. But he went 8-7 the rest of the way. CJ started 4-9. Scotty picked that team up and in a half a season was better than 500. And you felt like, okay, let's see what he can do with his own recruits, his own coaching staff that obviously he wanted to bring in. And look, the signs were there very early on. I mean, that whole thing with, you know, he wanted to keep Graham Kubank as his lead assistant and the club said no. And you thought, okay, there's some problems here. And then they wanted, I think they were trying to get Brendan Joyce to be the lead assistant coach. That didn't work out. And then they bring in a guy who's got extensive experience in the NBA and elsewhere as an assistant, but hadn't been a head coach, you know, certainly not at NBL level, and bring him in as the quote-unquote lead assistant. And then not long after, the announcement is made that they're parting ways with Scotty Ninnis, who has been, like Brett, a tremendous servant for the Adelaide 36ers. And look, they're entitled, the club is entitled to do what they want to do. You know, it's that they're entitled, they're obviously seeing things behind the scenes that we don't see. So, you know, I want to make that clear. But the way it was handled was just really poor. And unfortunately with the 36ers, it's become, you know, a bit of a regular occurrence where they're not handling things in a professional manner with any kind of, I don't know, morality or you don't want to say ethics or whatever, but that's what it feels like. And it's just really, really poor that they treat their champions that way. I didn't like that. I thought that press conference that Barbato and Matty Weston did was really poorly done. I think it was a disaster in PR for sure. And just the way they basically, laid into to Scott and essentially accused him of being unprofessional as a head coach, talking about standards slipping and things of that nature. And this is in the preseason and the off season and what have you. I think it was an excuse for having made up their mind that they wanted to go down this different route. And as I said, they're entitled to do. Grant Kelly is the owner. He's entitled to do. It's his team. He can do whatever he wants to. But don't expect people to cheer when or even agree with you when you treat your champions like Scott Ninnis, who was a champion there, who is a champion human being. Don't expect Adelaide fans or any other fans of basketball in this country to agree with what you did and how you did it, regardless of your reasons. I thought it was just handled so poorly. And again, the worst outcome, other than Scotty losing his job, and hopefully he'll get the appropriate payout. But the worst part about all this is that Brett Maher basically telling the club that he wants nothing to do with them anymore. And I think that really, above all else, says it all.